All right, time for my favorite game. Picking a test subject from one of the coffins I was brought. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh yes, I have a good feeling about this one. We'll just pop you open and... What? No, it was heavy when I brought it in. Why is it empty? Did they bring me someone who's alive? Oh, that's fun. They wouldn't have gotten out of my lab, but they might have found a hiding spot. Come out, wherever you are. Well, well, well. After an extensive search, this is the only place you could have gotten to. My reagent storage. I know you can hear me. You've had a hard day, haven't you? Taken by body snatchers who couldn't even tell you were still alive. You might have a concussion, you know. It's okay. I want to know what you look like. They leave me notes on the bodies they take. And they said you were good looking. Maybe I'll spare you. Pushing the limits of science and magic is a very lonely pursuit. Oh, did I get you with that one? Are you a clumsy little thing? Stumbling through my laboratory like a baby deer. Let me take care of you. I promise when I strap you down, it'll be very comfortable. Like a hug. Oh, and now you know the game is afoot. You're doing very good. You're being so quiet. But you can't hide forever, and I think you're here. Oh, not behind the embalming fluid? I was going to save this for an experiment, but... Desperate times call for desperate measures. I can't have you poking around. Oh my. You have a beautiful heartbeat. No murmurs at all. That's right. I can hear it. And when I walk closer to you, it seems to be beating faster. Oh no, I think you're going to give yourself away. It's all right, I'll take good care of you. Oh no. Faster and faster it beats, and louder are my footsteps. But this is fun. I like being a predator. I should get more live subjects. Or maybe I'll just keep you around. Found you! Now, go to sleep. Oh, good. Looks like you don't have any brain damage. Hi. Oh, you have pretty eyes. Oh. Shh, shh, shh. There's no point in struggling. Baby, you're strapped down to that table. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not letting you go anywhere. Oh yes, you're very clever. That's why there's chains on top. Yeah, I'm not gonna risk letting you go again. The more I look at you, the more certain I am that you are quite the prize. Wow, that's a lot of questions I don't feel like answering. But I do appreciate a curious mind. I like it when you squirm. Oh, fine. Names are unimportant. All you need to know about me is that I am pushing the limits of science and magic. I take a few shortcuts, I get a few unsavory reagents, so I conduct my work in a place very remote. Exactly. You wouldn't believe how far you traveled to get here. But I am very curious about you. I'm just gonna walk my fingers up your chest and boop you on the nose. Oh, you're so cute. I didn't realize how lonely this line of work is until I saw you. Do you always have this effect on women? Really? I find that hard to believe. Why? Because you look so good tied down. That little bit of fear in your eyes is very becoming. Aw, don't fight it, sweetie. You lost. I heard your scared little heartbeat. The question is now, what do I do with you? I'm finding you more and more valuable each second. Don't worry. Aww, still struggling. I just want to play with you. Here, while I make up my mind, do you want to know a secret about the human brain? Maybe not, but you want to live longer? You're cute. I'll tell you if you calm down. That's right. You can't change your situation. You're powerless. Take a deep breath in. Hold it at the crest of your inhale. And a long, slow breath out. Good. Feel your heart rate slow. Feel the weight of the table underneath you. How your eyelids feel. Your tongue in your mouth. Be present. If you're going to die, you might as well appreciate the marvel that is your body. I guarantee you, up until the very last second, it will do everything it can to keep you alive. It's incredible, really. We have no idea how frail we are. Aww, there you are. Are you a little calmer? Nod your head for me. Perfect. I like it when you're obedient. What's that? The secret I promised to tell you about the brain. It's incredible. Here. Do you feel my two fingers? They're not between your eyes, but they're about half an inch above, at the center of your forehead. Think about how close my fingers are to your brain. Oh yes, the only thing that separates them is a bit of skin and bone. And the part of your brain that is directly underneath my fingers is you. I like it when you give me your full attention. Were you a good student? You're beautiful, but you're also distracting me. Be good and pay attention to your anatomy lesson. Is there going to be a quiz after? Maybe. Listen, this part of your brain, right here in the middle of your forehead, is your personality. The things that make you, you. Your quirks, your cadence, it's all of it. That's why lobotomies are so easy to perform. You just go in through the nose and scramble it up. Boom. No more personality. People that are still alive, but very easy to control. I look thoughtful. Maybe I'm thinking about it. Maybe you're just a body to me. I've never felt this way before, but I want to possess you. To dominate you. It's so strange. Maybe I have gone crazy. It would be so much easier if you didn't have a personality. Oh yes, I could project whatever thoughts and feelings I want onto you. It would be easier. I don't know if I'm up for the challenge of being someone's girlfriend. And then you'd be my perfect little doll. Oh? But you wouldn't be as good of a kisser. Now that's a bold claim. This isn't a fairy tale, darling. You're strapped to a mad woman's laboratory table. You can't change my mind with a kiss. You can. All right. I guess I have you either way, so I can afford a gamble. Let's see what you've got. Kiss me like your life depends on it. Mm. Even though I've determined you're beautiful enough to break open, I guess I'll keep you around. And you're right, I could use the company. Don't worry, everyone identifies with their captors after enough time has passed. You'll love me soon enough. I can see it now. We'll take tea together after my work, and I can use an extra set of hands around here. Congratulations, you get to live and keep your brain intact. I'll undo those chains in a minute. I just need to admire you for a little bit longer. Close your eyes and stop struggling. Your new life is beginning right now.